الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another day of Eid, Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an excellent day today. May Allah accept our qurbani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the hajj of the hujjaj who have gone for hajj. Yesterday they were at Arafat, today at Mina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hajj. May Allah grant us also the tawfiq of going for hajj and umrah. In these few minutes that we have, before I comment, I make a humble appeal of those in the back. Can you kindly come inside this masjid area? There are many brothers still coming. I would like to share some advices of some great Arab scholar who had given some pertinent advices regarding Eid. We know on the day of Eid, especially from the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the days of Tashriq, after every Fard Salat, we recite Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. So we are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even on the day occasion of Eid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. Recite the takbir and beautify this day of Eid al-Adha with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. We are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are taking the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are saying the takbir that Allah is great. There is nobody greater than Allah. Allah is most superior. We are reminding ourselves of the greatness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all His servants. And in all the Eid Ghas today, inshallah, in other venues where Eid is taking place, the believers have gathered to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore He says, لو كبرت قلوب المسلمين كما تكبر ألسنتهم لغيروا وجه التاريخ. He says, if only the believers say the takbir not only by their tongues, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, but they say it with their hearts, they would change the entire face of history. This connection with Allah, this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic we say, As-sila ma'allah. The sila, this connection, this strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some person mentioned in Arafat, whilst he was making dua, he could actually feel the presence of Allah before him, behind him, on his right hand side, in his left hand side, from above. He could feel the presence of Allah. So this presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is felt by a believer all the time. When his heart is connected with Allah. When the heart is not connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is void of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the heart is filled with everybody else besides Allah, then he will never get this presenceness, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in history, in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, when they had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, then Allah's nusrat would come down. Allah's divine help would come down. Allah actually sent down angels in the thousands to assist the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. When Sahaba had to cross over a sea, and they had no boats, no means whatsoever, impossible to cross the sea. But when they took the name of Allah, and when they supplicated to Allah, when they glorified Allah, Ya Azim, Ya Halim, then this name of Allah that they took not only from their tongues but from their hearts, Allah actually made them cross the river. And the Sahabi says, وَمَا بَلَّ الْمَاءُ خِفَافَ إِبِلِنَا. Don't talk about our feet getting wet. The hooves of the horses were not even wet by the river. Allah made everything subservient to them. Angels coming down. They could feel the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. My respected brothers and elders, when the ummah goes far away from Allah, when the ummah forgets that Allah is watching all the time, when this beautiful ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last ummah to come into this world, but the very first ummah to enter Jannatul Firdaus, or the very first ummah to enter Jannat, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various anbiya alayhi wa salatu salam desired to be part of this ummah. People like Musa alayhi salatu salam wanted to be part of this ummah. What is the qeemat, what is the value of one believer? A reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah. What is his rank? What is his maqam? In the eyes of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once making tawaf of the Kaaba. And as he's making tawaf of the Kaaba, he addressed the Kaaba. Ya Kaaba. O Kaaba, Allah has honored you. Allah has honored you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Kaaba, for you to be destroyed, for you to be destroyed and demolished is easier upon Allah than the life of a believer being taken. Person who has iman, if his life is taken away, he's killed unjustly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry. Why? Because he's a reciter of La ilaha illallah. He's an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore he says the entire face of history will change. The entire face of history will change. If we only say the takbir, not only by means of our tongues, but by means of our heart. And then he says, the wajtama'u. If only the Muslims gather. كَمَا يَجْتَمِعُونَ لِصَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ. Like how they gather for the Salatul al-Eid. لَهَزَمُوا جَحَافِلَ الْأَعْدَاءِ. Then they will destroy the enemies. Those who are leaving no stone unturned in harming, persecuting, torturing the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all this will change if only the Muslims gather daily. For every other salah, like how they gather for Salatul Eid. We are not seasonal Muslims. We are not Muslims who only believe and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on certain occasions. If it is the maut mayyad, then suddenly now we are in the masjid. Day of Eid, day of Jumu'ah. No. A believer, we have iman. We have responsibilities. Has Allah not praised His ummah in the Quran? Kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best of nations. Has Rasulullah not praised His ummah in the different ahadith? Aren't we special in the eyes of Allah? Then we have some special attributes and qualities. And we have some special responsibilities as well. I mentioned on Monday night that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown in his dream different anbiya alayhimus sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the past and their followers, and he sees is a nabi which is one follower. Imagine the Nabi came to the world, whichever part of the world he preached and he conveyed the message of Allah, but only one person listened to him. Only one. Another Nabi, Rajulan. Two men only. Two believers. Some with a small group. And suddenly he sees a Nabi with a large group. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinks that this is my ummah. He hoped that this was his ummah. He wanted to have a large ummah, so that the people can be safe from the fire of Jahannam. And his ummah could be into Jannah. And he expresses desire. Ya Allah, is this my ummah? Allah said, no, no, no. This is the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they look on the right of the horizon, look on the left of the horizon. The entire horizon now filled with people. Such a large group, larger than the group that he had just seen. Allah says, this is your ummah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is your ummah. We are that ummah. We had that same ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us live with iman, die with iman. May Allah raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. We have great challenges, we have great responsibilities. So he says that if only we gather together, and if the Muslims are united and not divided, then we will not be portrayed so badly. The image that is being portrayed by the media, the Western media, they portray a few isolated cases of some Muslim doing something wrong. And that is kept on playing and shown to the whole world. You see how bad these Muslims are. We are not like that. We are people who love humanity. People who give our lives for the sake of humanity. Islam teaches us to share. Islam teaches us to be generous. Islam teaches us to care for people. To show love to people, not only human beings, but even animals. On the occasion of Eid al-Adha, Rasulullah has mentioned that sharpen your knives away from the animal, so that you don't kill the animal twice. And so that when you place a knife on the throat of the animal, the slaughter is done swiftly and quickly, without causing the animal much pain. This is Islam. This is Sharia. We show love, affection to entire mankind. Whether the person is a believer or non-believer, we assist the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, if only we meet one another. He says, if only our hearts meet one another. Like how our hands meet on the day of Eid. Everybody makes mu'anaka, we shake hands, we embrace. He says, if the hearts make musafaha, then he says, we will find no more disunity in the ummah. لَقَضُوا عَلَىٰ عَوَامِلِ الْفُرْقَةِ. We have different groups today. And from these groups, more groupings. Where is the ummah going? There is no unity among the scholars. There is no unity among the masses. There is no unity between Muslim brother and sister. Have you not seen Hajj? Those of us who have been there, we may have seen some picture of Hujjaj and Arafat. Every single person, whether he's a king, whether he's an Amir of Makkah or Medina, whether he's from Jordan or Qatar, whether he's from South Africa, he can be the most wealthiest person in the world. On the day of Arafat, he's a Haji. He's donned with the same ihram like every other person. Everybody is united. Whether it is black, brown, white, everybody is supplicating together to one Allah. On the occasion of Jumu'ah, occasion of Eid, every Salatul Jamaat, Hajj, Allah shows us unity. And then He says, if only our hearts smile, like how we smile on the day of Eid, لَكَانُوا مَعَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. Then He says, the believers would be with the angels. They would be with the angels. The angels were always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels who have got that proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And this is a message we have. that hold fast onto the rope of Allah. Some Mufassirin say, Bihablillah refers to the Quran. Others say, being together, not divided. We have hasad in our heart. And everybody wants to promote his own ideology. Unfortunately, we have reached such stages that everybody promotes his own sheikh. We have enmity in our hearts. This is not the quality of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a very clean heart. We don't portray ourselves in the masjid in a different manner, and when we go out, suddenly we do not behave like Muslims. So we portray this image to the disbelievers. How then do we expect them to come closer to Islam? How often, almost every week, there's a complaint. Mawlana, this person is the first saf, he's a musalli. And Mawlana, he portrays himself to be such a pious person. But he swears, he cheats, he deceives. He has taken us for a ride. Millions of friends. There's no frown on his face. He doesn't care. He's gone for Hajj. He's gone for Umrah. He owes people money. He's not even talking about paying his debts. He owes his own family inheritance. He hasn't even distributed the inheritance. We can go on and on and on. May Allah forgive us. May Allah make us understand. We don't need fanciful bayans and orators to come and speak to us. We understand, we know what is the truth. And therefore this message is given. That if we become obedient to Allah, we will talk about Qurbani, we gave bayans, especially on Monday, the adab of Qurbani and etc., the masail. But when we place that knife on that animal, we are taking the name of Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And then realize that now we're playing that knife not only on the throat of the animal, on the veins, or the jugular vein of that animal, but we are placing the knife onto our nafs. It is painful. We are being enticed to watch that haram movie. We are being enticed to go towards that woman. We are being enticed to go towards zina and haram and riba. But now we have to say no to it. Just as that blood oozes from the animal, like that it has to come out of our nafs. Never to go back to those sins again. And then he says, لَوْضَحُوا بِأَنَانِيَاتِهِمْ كَمَا يُضَحُونَ بِأَنْعَامِهِمْ لَكَانَتْ كُلُّ إِيَامِهِمْ أَعْيَادًا. That this ana, I, me, arrogance and pride has to come out of our lives. If this comes out of our lives, if we become humble servants, humble, if we show humility, these are simple lessons. If we show tarjih, ithar, we give preference to the others over us. I mentioned the other day, when it comes to salat, brother, you go front. We be so generous, and we give the other person to go into the first saf and let him enjoy more sawab, as though we don't need that sawab. Whereas Rasulullah said, if you only knew the virtue of the first saf, you'll actually draw lots to see whose name comes out so that you may go into the first saf. But when it comes to parking, and because my car came there but first, you will hoot, you'll make a noise. Muslim brother, people are watching. Non-Muslims are watching. You don't care. On the road, how you drive. Then you forget about ithar. You know, a sahabi, he's leaving this world, last few breaths, and he's dying out of thirst. And he cries out, Atash, Atash. It's thirst. Water is brought, and he hears the next person next to him crying out of thirst. So he says, give it to him. And that person also does the same. He hears the next person, Atash, Atash. He gives it to him. It goes like this. Each person gave preference to the other. By the time it came to the first person, he passed on. Went back again. Second one, he also passed away. All of them became shaheed. All gave tarjih. There are so many examples in the life of Sahaba. And therefore he ends off and he says, and we also terminate this talk, وَلَوْ لَبِسُوا أَكْمَلَ الْأَخْلَاقِ كَمَا يَلْبَسُونَ أَفْخَرَ الثِّيَابِ لَكَانُوا أَجْمَلْ أُمَّةٍ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ. This is only this ummah. If they don and they wear the best of akhlaq, the most noble of akhlaq, and that is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in their dealings, in their conduct, in their behavior, fulfilling the rights of Allah, fulfilling the rights of human beings, then they will be the most beautiful ummah on the surface of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us ajmal ummatin ala dhahri al-ard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to direct our lives again towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a joyous occasion. Whilst it is joyous for us, let us not forget our brothers and sisters and little children who have been washed onto the shores of Turkey. So many have got no homes. Let us not forget them in our du'as. It is in these occasions when we raise our hands and we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's mercy descends. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah accept our qurbani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah make us have inculcate in ourselves the best of akhlaq. That is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us our sins يا الله يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله we have committed too many sins يا الله. Ya Allah, forgive every single sin we committed, my Allah. Every major sin, every minor sin, my Allah. Sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not fulfill your rights, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq and hidayah to fulfill all your rights, my Allah. Help us to fulfill the rights of mankind, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham on us, my Allah, on this Mubarak day of Eid, my Allah. Have raham on the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different places, Ya Allah, different countries in the world, my Allah. Ummat is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have got no homes, my Allah. So many yatim they are today, my Allah. They've got no parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, help them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Change their conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are beseeching your help, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. There is no Allah besides you, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. La ilaha illa ant. Ya Allah, we are glorifying you today, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ya Allah, nobody greater than you, my Allah. There is no other force greater than your force, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummat, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Bless the ummat with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us the means of billions of people coming to the fold of Islam, my Allah. Billions of people being saved from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that ta'alluq and bond with you, my Allah. Give us that, Ya Allah, that ma'iyyat-e khasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Our relatives, our neighbors, my Allah. Musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halalin, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our dunya asan for us. Make our akhirat asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us baril in jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hodi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us in the jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from all types of fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect us from zina and riba, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Make us earn only halal, my Allah. Allah. Because use our monies in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen that is taking place, Ya Allah. Whether it is da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. The gush, the ta'aleem that is taking place, the different ijtima'at that take place, my Allah. Accept the mahnat of all those who are striving in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us also to strive in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh and the khankas are making effort. In the madaris, makatib, darul ulooms, my Allah. Different organizations, my Allah. Grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal, my Allah. Make our rozi become asan for us, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Especially those who have got cancer, my Allah. And so many have got heart problems, my Allah. So many undergoing operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumins, Ya Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially of our family members and friends, my Allah. So many passed away recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, today they'll have no parents, my Allah. Some have got no children, my Allah. Some have lost their brothers and sisters, my Allah. Allah grant all of them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, may accept our qurbani that we make today, my Allah. And the qurbani of the entire ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.